This is The Coacharium, where coaches go to grow. Coacharium, like a terrarium for coaches. It's the pocket-sized podcast for leaders who coach to gain skills and confidence. Welcome to The Coacharium.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Coacharium. If you haven't listened before, we're Gary, Dana, and Wendy. This is the smallest podcast spread over the longest distance, over 5,000 miles from here in London via Dallas into Boise, Idaho. Now, in each Coacharium episode, we discuss topics related to developing your leadership style and coaching approach. Dana, what are we talking about today?
Well, Gary, we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is Clifton Strengths. And it's really underneath the topic of what is different assessments you can use to help know yourself. And I want to tell a quick story about how I found Clifton Strengths as a leader in the workplace. And I have been using it and now created my business around it. But it was a time in my life when things weren't going really well, and personally and at work, things were great, but we were onboarding a new company and merging with a new airline, with another airline, and we needed a fast way to onboard these people and know them and relate to them and help them feel value. And one of the gals in my office brought in this tool at the time called StrengthsFinder. And it is now called Clifton Strengths. And it is assessment. It's about 177 questions. And once you take the assessment, you can either know your top five strengths or all 34. And one of the unique things about this, and this is why I loved it as a leader in the marketplace, is because it's one of the unique tools, assessment tools out there that has been tested over six decades. And Dr. Clifton created this in the 50s. And he said, what if we study what's right with people instead of what's wrong with them? And how many of us have grown up? I know you guys have. I always grew up with somebody saying, well, you're doing well at this, but you really need to work on this. And Strengths, Clifton Strengths, also known as StrengthsFinder, was a tool that helped you find your uniqueness. And the cool thing about it, based on all the data, based on the years of research, and data around it, is that you're one in 34 million. So equate that. I live here in Texas. There's 28 million people. So I'd have to go outside of the state of Texas and find 5 more million people to find somebody just like me. So that really gave me the value and the meaning in my life in helping me develop purpose around what I was doing. And then it changed my personal life. And it really escalated me into a whole new realm of helping others do the same. So that's my story. I'd love to hear from Gary and Wendy as we talk about what Clifton Strengths is and how they have used it. So Wendy, why don't you go first?
Well, I think it's fun to share the first time you took the assessment, like you were talking about your experience with that. I am one of those people that hates things like this, to be honest. I don't like to feel like I have to be one way, or I don't want someone to put me in a box, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I went back to school for a graduate program, I had to take a ton of these assessments as part of that program. I was studying organizational leadership, and so it made sense. But when they gave us this Clifton Strengths to take, it was the first one I was going to take. And I sat down, I can still remember vividly, I sat down at my kitchen table with my laptop, I started taking it, and the whole time, because it takes about 45 minutes, right? The whole time I'm sitting there going, I hate this, this is so stupid. And like had the worst attitude, right? I'm just sitting there like complaining, oh, can you believe this? I have to pick between these two things. I can't pick between these two things. And so then I finished, and you get your results immediately, right? And like Dana said, you can either unlock your top five or your full ranking. And I had only unlocked my top five, and I read the results, and no joke, I looked around and looked for hidden cameras. I was like, how do these people know this about me? I don't understand, because this is so true. because it just was, it felt like me, you know? And I think that's one of the things that's so cool about Clifton Strengths is that they look at the interplay of your strengths. And so in your results, in your reports, you're going to see phrases that are not in someone else's report that might have the same strength, right? But they're looking at how my number one strategic plays with my number two communication. And then they give me some information in my report that takes both of those into account, plus the other ones. So that was my first experience taking the assessment. And it resonated so much. I fell in love with it, and I had to learn everything I could about why it works and how it works. So how about you, Gary?
Really interesting. For me, well, I took my Clifton Strengths for the first time in around about 2010. And a brilliant coach who I was working with on a big retail organization design project called Angela Jopling did strengths with all of the team, and we all did our top five strengths. And I had the same experience. I thought I'd never done a psychometric assessment before. I found it very interesting. When I look back now, I probably understood 5% of what I understand now, many years on. I didn't do my professional training as a Clifton Strengths coach until 2021. So I used it for 11 years, never trained. Because actually, one of the things about it that's very interesting is it's great to be trained, but actually there's so much in it that's quite intuitive. You get the reports, you can understand it, you can apply it very easily. I used it with teams that I managed, colleagues I was working with. You know, everybody in my team would do it. But also when I was a ballroom dancing coach, when we had a ballroom dancing couple who argued with each other in practice, we get them each to do their top five strengths. And then they would go, oh, now we understand why we argue. Because we're really different people. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it sparks a new conversation. I think that the thing, you know, I use strengths with almost all of my coaching clients today. And it's not the only thing that we do by any means, but right. It's a really good place to start because it does build that sense of self-awareness. And the thing that they say most commonly, particularly for those people who are skeptics of psychometric assessments and that a tool can tell you something about you didn't know, is they say these words. They say, it's scary how accurate it is. It's scary how accurate it is. And what I've been starting to do recently, I've done some workshops where everybody in the workshop will have done their top five strengths, is you put up the description from the report of two people who have exactly the same number one strength. And I've done this twice in the last couple of months in workshops where, for example, they both have competition or they both have command or they both have discipline, whatever that top strength is. And the descriptions, which is about half a page of writing, is completely different. There's not a single sentence in that description that's the same. And that actually is a real unlock moment for people when they suddenly go, it's not just it's a little bit bespoke for me, it's completely different for me. And then they go, when I read the other person's description of competition, that's not me at all. So I think I've learned over time how powerful an assessment it is, and that's why I use it a lot.
It might be kind of fun for us to share each of our top five, just as we work as a team. I think it's interesting to share and talk about that. So I'll go first and share mine. And I love, Gary, how you talked about the algorithm and the report is so different, even though you could have the same. So we might have some of the same talents, but it's going to show up differently, even how we work together as a team. So my first one is ideation, and then strategic, futuristic, maximizer, and then individualization. So I get a lot of energy from visioning out the future and ideating around that, and then coming up with strategic plans. Like, I'm really excited about our planning session coming up. And then I love working, the individualization part of me loves working with coaches and helping leaders and customizing for them. So one of the pitfalls of my idea of individualization is I could over customize. So I think that is where it's helped me learn how to manage that and be aware of that daily. How about you, Wendy?
Yeah, my top five are strategic, communication, input, belief, and ideation. And I have a great example to tag team with what Gary said earlier. And he knows because he's been coaching my husband. But we both have strategic number one. And when I saw that, I thought, no, there's no way. That's not possible. Because I know what my strategic looks like. And my strategic actually kind of drives him crazy. And so I thought, that can't, how can we both have strategic number one? And then you read our descriptions for strategic, and they're just totally different. You know, it's, his is very much tempered by the rest of his ranking, and mine is equally so. So it's fascinating how that works.
It's really interesting. I've done some strengths work with siblings, and sometimes they're very similar, and sometimes they're completely different, and that's very interesting. My top five is maximizer, strategic, activator, responsibility, futuristic. So overwhelmingly, I love making things amazing, and I'm very uninterested in fixing things that are broken. So it very much drives the kind of people I like to work with in coaching. It drives when I wrote my book. I had to put it on the best paper possible, even if it made it a less profitable book. We all share strategic, which is interesting, which is like somebody that sees the answer very quickly and sees the world in clear options. Very much an activator. So I like starting things, and then I find other people that like to continue them. But I like the initial bit. And futuristic, I do live a bit in the future. You know, and I think sometimes people feel I'm a bit of a dreamer in that kind of way. But I quite like that. Yeah. So
it's
interesting.
Funny, Gary, I think about the name of your book, right? Mm. I mean, it's got your strengths all over it. It's like the unlock moment in thinking about the future and ideating. I see that in your strengths and your maximizers.
And I think that what I see, and I think people listening will understand this themselves, that, you know, the likelihood of you finding somebody that shares all of your strengths with you is very low. You know, 1 in 33 million if they're the same in the same order, 1 in about 250,000 if they're the same top five, but in a different order from the order you have them in. But it's very common to share one or several strengths with somebody else. So Dana, you and I share maximizer, strategic, futuristic. We all share strategic. We might not do, and we could work perfectly well together if we had different strengths from one another. But sometimes it's an interesting thing to think about. You know, if you're thinking about your team, what do you share with some other people in the group? Where do you have complementary or opposing strengths from somebody in the group? And what does that mean for when you understand where each other are coming from, how you work together in partnership? It sparks some really powerful conversations about teams. So from my perspective, I find it's a very powerful tool to open a door to understanding yourself, understanding other people around you. For each of you, what would you say is like the number one thing that you see time and time again is powerful for people that you work with strengths?
I think they want to feel valued. And this, we started as an onboarding, back when I was in corporate, we used it as an onboarding tool to help people know who they were right away. And then you just move so much faster because then you know what your teammates have. And I think it's showing them the unique value that they might not have heard at home or at school or at work in other places. But time and time again, I've had people just feel like they're having that light bulb moment because nobody else has told them how unique they are, how special they are.
Yeah. And Wendy, if for you.
Yeah, for me, it's about lessening judgment. So I think we all, we judge people based on how different they are from us. And, you know, the whole practice of strengths is about appreciating those differences instead of judging or condemning them. And so that's been the huge aha I've seen in so many teams that I've worked with is, I don't feel like I need to judge you as much anymore. I mean, I've had people look at other people on their team and say, I've been judging you. I'm sorry about that, you know? And the other person will say, you know what? I've been judging you too. It's okay. So, yeah.
That's a way of coming together in a team, mutual judgment. Wendy, if people are listening to this and going, I want to find out more about this and I want to take my Clifton Strengths Assessment, how can they do that?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Gallup's website has tons of information on how you can do this. If you go to gallup.com, you can Google Clifton Strengths. We will also put the link in our show notes for this. And, you know, you can also reach out to any of the three of us for more information on coaching, receiving coaching relating to your strengths.
Fantastic. Just quickly before we finish, most listeners don't yet follow the podcast, and every additional follower we get helps to raise the profile of the podcast and bring you more episodes. We've also just launched a LinkedIn group, so you can find the Coacharium now on LinkedIn and join the community that we're building there too. So if you can do one thing for us today, please hit the follow button and get updated whenever we put new content live. If you can do a second thing for us today, could you share this podcast with a friend? Thanks for listening. Join our community and tune in next time. Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank Bye. You.
This has been another episode of the Coacharium. Follow, like, and subscribe to our content to receive updates on future episodes. Join us again soon in the Coacharium.